Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. It's August 1st, and this is Deborah with you this evening. Thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you, everyone that's dialed in for ministry and dialed in to listen. We welcome you, and we thank you for being with us and joining us and bringing your faith into the house of the Lord in this place for those who are listening online. Or a later time you've discovered, maybe you just discovered us through the internet, we welcome you and we bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for joining us on PGN. So come back, explore other hosts, Randy, a Thursday night, and we just thank you for being here and joining with us this evening. So let's pray before we open. So, Father, we thank you, God, that you, Lord, are our portion and that you sustain us through all things, God. We thank you for that. We thank you for equipping us. We thank you for empowering us, God. May we give you all the praises and all the glory, Father God. Do your name, Lord. We thank you, Father, Lord, for our calling on our life, Lord, and how you use us, Lord. And the dimensions and the realms, Lord, of already being seated in heavenly places, Father God, the places where we are already assigned and designed and with your authority, Father God. We thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for helping us to maneuver successfully on earth, Lord, as we travel through giving your name glory and giving you praises and honor in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Well, I had actually been, so I was mulling around two things in my mind all day, but I want to come back to, I say this because I want to come back to, I was learning of some tribulation things, of the pre-trib, post-trib, and mid-trib, like some history from it and how it started and where they all grasp it from the word and such not. But it was too much for me to break it down today into smaller portions. So I'm going to come back to that. And but today I want to talk about, just briefly, I want to talk about intercession, because the Lord's, and he's probably maybe doing this with you as well, but hopefully, if not already, he will begin to draw you even deeper. But I want to talk about some elements from this, from Derek Prince's book, Will You Intercede? Some elements about intercession, and then some examples, and so how they even run parallel to where we are today, and then the heart of God's view on us being intercessors, because we know Jesus's ministry continues because he ever lives to make intercession on our behalf as he's seated at the right hand of the Father, right? So he's still carrying that priestly anointing, and we have a priestly anointing as well, because our priestly anointing will go into the future and actually will help us to judge other nations. To be perfectly honest, if we follow that through in scripture, that's what we'll be doing. So here are the key points, because at different times, maybe, and for you know, different reasons, as the Holy Spirit prompts you and leads you, it may be at one of these points, there's 6 points here, one of these points you may have felt the Holy Spirit really press upon your heart to press into this area to pray. It might be more than that. It might be, you know, more than half of these items, and it might be something like, oh, yeah, a realization that was the Holy Spirit in your life prompting you to pray and to press into it. So here are the elements from features of an intercessor, is that the first one is that there's intimacy with God, right? So you, that you believe, we actually see this trait in Abraham and Moses, right? So it was very personable where they talked to God face to face and as a friend. The second is boldness. And it, we see this in Abraham and Moses alike, is that there's a sense where they almost challenge God Almighty. There is a reverence, but they're also challenging the Lord. That's where the boldness is. I think boldness is better to say that. So there's a reverence, but there's also a boldness in how they approach him and what they're asking for. because it wasn't just for them, it was behalf of the people, on behalf of the nation. The third was the conviction of absolute justice. This one I sense God used in my heart a lot. And so, and even sometimes when I pray about the justice of God, and we see this in Abraham and Daniel. And sometimes I even have to ask the Lord, because it feels so stirring and so passionate and so strong within me that I have to ask him where he sees there's been injustice, because I don't want to pray anything out of my own soul, you know, and cause anything. So, you know, but I do ask the Lord, where you see where there's injustices, that you, you know, reconcile that and reconcile it with your justice. May justice come where justice is due as you see fit, in Jesus' name. So the fourth one is a concern for God's glory. And then controversially, a disregard of your personal interest and ambition. So we see this particularly in Moses and his wrath with the people of God. God said to Moses, I will make you a great nation. But Moses was much more concerned for God's reputation than for his own. I think that's key even for now. As we're seeing that, we're seeing the Lord build these things in his church, and his pillars, I believe, are going to be rising up for the glory of God, and they're being established and already established now. So the fifth feature is a dedication to the task. So even if it costs the life itself, so both Daniel and Esther literally had to risk their own lives to fulfill the ministry of intercession. Okay, so they were called to pray and intercede as the Lord prompted them and brought them to, and they took upon that responsibility. And then they actually became doers of the word and the very thing that they were praying for. Now, does it always happen like that? Not necessarily. Can it? Absolutely. Number six, the sixth feature is the willingness to identify with those in whom you intercede. This also is pretty much a natural flow for me as well. And I'm sorry, I was like, where did that come from? I don't know if you guys heard that background. So then the other, this one is, we see this in Daniel and Esther. And, okay, yes, we see it in Daniel and Esther. Through the spirit of, they were consistent in their spirit of intercession. Okay, so the two passages that have to do with the nation are Isaiah 59, but Ezekiel 22. So in Ezekiel 22, there was a need for a cleansing. And these had to do with, like, so there was a certain order, even of responsibility, but there was a cleansing in the nation that was taking place. And it had to do with the leaders. In Isaiah, the leaders of Israel were corrupt. And then in Ezekiel, the people had to do with the prophets, the priests, the princes, and the people were all to blame, but it was mostly the spiritual leaders. Okay, so in Isaiah 59, it was in the nation of Israel and the leaders who led the nation. Ezekiel 22 was more so like in Israel, yes, but kind of somewhat in the house of the Lord, if you will. So two parallel categories were running alongside of each other. And then it says God, you know, that God, He said he did not find one, right? So it says he was appalled. God was appalled that there was not an intercessor, that there was not one intercessor. Okay, of everything that was happening and going on, God was appalled that there was no intercessor. okay, and not even one. And that tells you the effects of what one could do when their heart is linked with heaven and the spirit of truth and the justice of God and all of those features and natures of identifying, you know, being willing to identify with those whom you're interceding for, being concerned for God's glory, the boldness to ask, you know, and coming to him, the relationship and coming to him, the conviction for justice, and the dedication to the cost of what it's going to cost. So even if one was to press in for one thing, just the justice of God is why I think that I'm even talking about this tonight, is so that if it's one thing, if one thing's going to cost you, you know, and press in for that, you know, and because I think the other things will grow in our hearts. And so some of us are just being called to intercession. Some may be being rekindled or called back to intercession and really drawing back and maybe going to maybe even a deeper place and, okay, and like re-engage and yielding yourself to the Lord and his destiny for your life. So he is looking for one, and certainly our nation is in a place, and our churches are in a place where we can intercede. So we are, and I know the Lord is drawing me back. He's prompting me, even leading me prophetically back to pray. And there's it says in the verse speaking of Ezekiel 22, so the wicked in the land had backslidden, and the element that can cleanse it says, is the rain, but it's talking about Hosea. So it says, not the literal rain, but the rain of God's Holy Spirit. And I was talking about, okay, Hosea 10:12, which you've heard of it. It's a time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness upon you. So that certainly is a prayer target or arrow, you know, that we can send forth to hit the target. And I do believe maybe there is a time of, like, even prophetically raining and raining his righteousness, right? It could even be a prophetic sign as well. So, and one way to pray, I just want to pray Daniel's prayer in Daniel 9. Or actually, let me just direct you to Daniel 9:4. And following that is, I'm going to leave that to you guys so that those who are hungry 9:4. So he identifies himself with those people and he took their place and kept saying, we have sinned. We have failed. Judgment belongs to us. Those are the terms and the words that Daniel prayed when he prayed over the nation. And he identified with that, over the nation. Okay, so just saying that. So that's even humbling for me. So I'm going to play a song, just 2 minutes, but I just want to transition with it for the glory of God, because I know I wanted to play Heaven is Alive, but I'm going to play this one instead. Okay, well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your light, Lord, the impartation of your light, Lord, and to all believers, Lord. But we thank you for the impartation of your light to every intercessor, God. I thank you that you powerfully shield and protect them, God, as they raise up, as they bow down and you raise them up, Father God. We thank you for meeting them, God. We thank you for meeting them, Father God, and moving and drawing and wooing, Father God. And may the prayers and the intercessions, God, the places of standing in the gap, Lord, for the nation, for the cities, for the families, whatever it might be, Father God, whatever the assignment, God, we pray, Lord, that they would be effective prayers, God, for your glory and for your kingdom, Father God. Let your kingdom come and your will be done. And then through the prayers of the intercessor, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let me open up the phone line here. 205-531. Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Just fine.
Good. This is Julia May, for those of you that didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. From Alabama.
Okay. From Alabama. Okay. Well, let me pray for you first before we talk. So, Father, we thank you for Julia May. God, we just lift her up to you before your throne, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for fruit-bearing life. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, with Adam and Eve, the first they had, it said that they seen that the fruit was good or like mm-hmm. pleasurable to their eyes. Mm-hmm. And there is something about our natural humanity, if you will, sees mm-hmm. things that is pleasurable, but at the same time our lives can be fruitful. So there's very distinctive discernment of knowing the mm-hmm. spirit, discerning the spirit and the soul, like within you, mm-hmm. you know. But I'm seeing, so I'm saying that to be aware of as you're going about bearing fruit. Sometimes mm-hmm. the enemy likes to trip that up, even with other people, not so much that mm-hmm. we're even going to partake, but, you know, like mm-hmm. unbeknownst other people spill over upon us, you know. So, so Father, we thank you for the fruitfulness of that, God, and I thank you, Lord, that in the fruitfulness that you have for her, that she will bear, God, that it would, of course, be good fruit, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for her offering to you, God, that is acceptable mm-hmm. and pleasing, God, and according to your will, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for that. And I've seen that as I said that. The offering be good and pleasing and acceptable. Each time, mm-hmm. Each time that you're doing that and you're setting that down, like a whole new barrel or a whole new basket full of fruit is happening. So each time you offer it to him, there's a multiplication of fruit coming back to you. So we thank you, Father God, for doing that, for administering mm-hmm. that to her, Father God. Let it be, it is accounted unto you. So we thank you, Lord, it's accounted unto you as righteousness in Jesus' name, because it's fruit that's more in faith with deeds. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for it, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank mm-hmm. you, Father God, just for the fruitfulness of her life, God, and multiplying it. We thank you for the blessing of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit upon her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for the unity and the harmony of heaven, God, as she walks on earth, Lord, fulfilling your purposes, Lord, fulfilling your will, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. You know, and there's nothing really more beautiful. I mean, even though every time I see something visually, prophetically, mm-hmm. it's beautiful, but in word, but the, because Jesus told us too, he wanted us to bear much fruit. Mm-hmm. to go, and that there was much fruit prepared for us. And so I'm seeing it, the fruition of it, if you will, taking place mm-hmm. in your life, you know. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, if there be anything else, Father, I thank you, Lord, for how you speak. I praise your name, God. May you receive the glory for every mm-hmm. piece of fruit, God, that she bears and that she offers mm-hmm. back to you, God. May it bring you such great pleasure and glory, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, and so I also, as I said that, I also mm-hmm. sense like a strengthening happens as well, a strengthening with the vine, like he is the vine and we are the branches. Well, there's a strengthening and nourishment that takes place as that happens as well. So praise God for that, mm-hmm. Lord. We thank you for that, God, just that flourishing branch as well, Lord. In Jesus' name, mm-hmm. amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, jump ahead. Have prayer for jump ahead to go to the doctor today. You know, like she having a swelling in her stomach, and
yeah.
what they found out she has a little clot at the bottom because her heart is weak and not pumping, squeezing there. So they put on some blood thinner, and they said they saw some fluid in her lungs at the bottom. So she got to go back in 3 weeks and see, you know, how that is. So, they don't want to get worse. And so
yeah.
I had already got the report about, you know, her protein and her being low and her heart is weak and the kidney, but that's about the same because, you know, she had kidney failure. And so, you know, so we went at like 8:30 and we didn't get back home about 1:30 ago. We had to do an ultrasound, see the heart, and then we had to go do an echo of the heart and then go back to him and talk to him. And then we're supposed to try to get an echo of the chest, but she got scared and she wouldn't do it, so I told him, well, he better go look at the echo and that sonogram and try to, but he did see the fluid. So they said what they have to do probably, I guess, stick a needle in and try to pull it out because it's at the bottom of the lung.
Oh.
So,
wow.
So I told her stomach so swollen. And, you know, she can't even bend over the top, put her shoes on or nothing, or halfway get in the bed.
Wow.
So I told her we're going to have to do something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was today that you went?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this morning.
Oh, my gosh. God
yeah.
bless you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And were you able to get both appointments, like do both things in one day?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She already had an appointment with a heart specialist 3 months ago, but then they wanted to do the ultrasound. They had it for tomorrow. And I called. I said, well, see, can you have it on Tuesday so I make it one day? And they did. So like I said, we got there at 8:15. We didn't leave about 1:30. Yeah, we was out there all day.
Oh, my goodness. God bless
but
you.
We got,
wow.
Yeah. And we got all that done because he said, I want an echo. I said, well, let's go. I'm here. And then he said, yeah. I said, whatever you want. I said, we just left the ultrasound this morning. So she done that, you know, and they saw it. And, you know, they saw some weakness because when they did the echo, the lady kept asking her something. So I knew they had found something when she was asking her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. And
yeah,
so they want to see her next week.
3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's
yeah, he
that's,
gave
okay.
some blood thinner, trying to thin her blood, because he said that thing could break up, lose that clot, you know, and she'll have a stroke. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Don't want that.
It's a problem. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's pray for her. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do remember praying for her now that we're talking about her. I do remember praying for her during the week. So, Father, I thank you, Lord. We lift up, Lord, as believers and saints, Lord, coming to your kingdom, Father God. We lift up Jennifer to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for covering her, for protecting her, God, by your mighty right hand, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you would strengthen her physical body, God, by your grace, Lord, and your healing virtue and healing character, God. We ask that you strengthen her. Father God, we thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every effort of wisdom and instruction that the doctors have given, Lord, that would only benefit Jennifer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that her body would receive it and benefit from it, Father God, and respond in a positive ways, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God, just for healing her heart. I'm going to ask for healing for her kidney, God, healing her lungs, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, her stomach, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, God. for your tender mercies and your loving care over her, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. We just pray even, I think it's Matthew 14:14, God, that you healed out of compassion, God. So we thank you for compassion, Lord, that we have for Jennifer, Father God, that you touch her and relieve her, God, from any discomfort, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for, again, just surrounding her, even with your angels, Lord, to minister to her, Father God, to bring forth health, God. We thank you for your light to come to her, Father God, the light of life to sustain her and to provide for her, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask these things, Father God, by your blood, by your stripes, and the power of the cross, Lord. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay. Well, do you have any prayer requests for yourself?
Oh, just Lord, continue to give me strength and peace. You know, dealing with this, and like I said, I'm supposed to be getting ready to go back to work Monday, but we have to see how she's doing and everything. Just, you know, so I can continue to, you know, take care of her, and you know, I continue to trust in her. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh, so you were supposed to go back to work on Monday?
Yes, yeah, school starts Monday.
Oh wait,
and
wait, where,
you know,
where are you working? Oh, you mean school starts for her? Or are you working at the school?
No, for me. I'm a substitute teacher aide and one-on-one person.
Oh,
so,
okay. I guess
system,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I remember
yes,
praying
I
about a job
you.
For a long time. Okay, yeah, when
yeah.
you said job, I just that's why I jumped on it. Yeah, okay, good. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I work at the, but now I'll be at the high school, and I've worked since 1991 with a student with intellectual disability like her. And so I've been
okay.
doing it since 91. So, because I was talking to them, they said, yeah, we got open. And they told me, they said, we got a lot of schools because they didn't have no help last year because the special education department is hard to get aides because, you know, a lot of times they don't want to do all that work. You know, because it is a lot of work because after they beat it, oh, y'all do a lot of work. I said, yeah, we just don't sit here and look at the tree. You know, we have to change and this and that and that. You know, and they
yeah.
say, you change them. I said, well, they're in a wheelchair. They don't get up like we want them to and walk in there and let us change. Yes, we do. That's how I missed my, I told my rotator cuff over the years because I've been doing it since 91. But I went at the high school, to, you know, to 2007. And that's how I tore it up. So I'm kind of limited myself now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, yeah. I have a sister-in-law
yeah.
who's, where she used to work, but she doesn't, she has a lot of compassion and mercy, but she used to work for autistic children. And,
okay.
And run, that was a lot, yeah, that was a lot of, I mean, she was
oh,
going on,
yeah.
like, oh my God, that's so much work. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
the autistic class, they do it to me.
Yeah.
And so some of you have, you know, so we have the profound, so we had the lower, you know, IQ level children, so you know, we got the one, you know, in the wheelchair, so that's hard to get somebody in that field. But I told him, you know, I don't have
yeah.
no problem with it. You know, as long as I have the supplies,
well,
I can work with them.
Wow. God bless you. Really,
yeah.
God bless you. Now that's why,
I
see why there's
I tell
so much
them I
fruit
can
in your
so
life.
Yeah. I tell them all the time, I can work with them do stuff because I said I work with Joe having disabilities. So she has taught me a lot of things that, and I can relate to the parents when you know, when they come in, sometimes they have problems. So I told them, let me talk to them because I have a child. So once I tell them I have a child with disability, they calm down and I can, you know, talk to them. And they say, oh, I said, yeah. You know, and I tell them, I said, well, I'm going to treat your child like mine if you don't mind. I said, well, see here, I'm responsible. I said, but once you get here and leave, then it's your responsibility. So, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. I'm sure you're an excellent teacher, an excellent mom.
Thank
we can
you.
Tell by that. So. Yeah. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Okay, thank
and,
you. Okay.
Stay faithful to PGN. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. Okay, uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, 918-709, I think. This is Sylvia. Is that right?
Yes, it's Sylvia.
Yes, from North Carolina, right?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Honestly, I was not doing that before I dialed in. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Lord. We just lift her up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Something like a torch, you know, in the Olympics, and that just being lifted up, like you raising it up. And I don't know if that is a type of a forerunner. I know literally when they do the Olympics, I've seen the opening ceremonies and stuff where they choose. They just somehow they select. I don't know exactly how they get selected, you know, while they're all on the they're all on the same team, and they're all, you know, equally at the status of an Olympian, you know. But those that carry the, selected to carry the torch, you know. So I see you lifting that up. And sometimes, too, that is, so as I'm saying that, hearing the Holy Spirit say is that as a way for you to light the way for other people as well. And it certainly is, so I would certainly say that the Lord has called you to be a leader as well. There's a natural flow on your life to be a leader because when you lift things up like that, it's so that the crowds and the others can see, but it's usually like, or crowds, I say, a group of people, which would say that you're leading them. You know, you're the forerunner holding this torch and lighting the way. So we thank you for that. And then also, you know, the torch sometimes lights other torches, you know, it's a, you know, it can be used that way as well. So we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord. And even the Lord is speaking to me about the oil in your lamp being full. You know, like the 10 virgins, you know, which really is has to do with revelation and well, end times is that, you know, that we're consistent, that we endure, and that we're waiting, you know, because he told us to eagerly await and to be watchful and to be ready. Those were some of the words that Jesus used for us at his return, to be looking for his return. And that's exactly what the 10 virgins, that whole thing was about, you know, is that their oil, their lamps were full at the return of their bridegroom. So we thank you, Father God, just for Sylvia's preparation in you, Father God, that she be found ready, God. We thank you for her watchfulness, Father. We thank you, God, for even her intercession. We thank you, Lord. Lord, as she lights the way, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Let it bring your name praise and glory and establishment in your kingdom, Father, and your kingdom ways, Lord. We thank you for that. Yeah, it's really something with the kingdom and his kingdom ways. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Like taking ground, something in the land, taking ground. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. So there's something there was something with yeah, I mean, I don't really understand it all, but it's something with so like in the land and the natural, when you have animals, there's like the animals know which animals are going to eat them, you know, and that the lions are at the top of the, I mean, cause there was a hawk in the tree the other day in our backyard. I was watching it in the morning. I was trying to watch it swoop down, but it was looking all over. And I was asking John, I said, would the hawk eat another bird? And he said, oh yeah, absolutely. You know, but like when the other birds seen it, they left. I mean, there's squirrels, there's mice, there's, snakes, you know, because there's a long ridge there, and it was like looking everywhere. You could tell its eyesight was so keen, you know. But all the other animals knew, like I don't even know exactly what a hawk would eat or not eat, you know. So, but the animals know, like they learn and they know. I'm sure it's the same in the sea, you know. But there was something with the land and this, so how there is, I don't even know if I want to call it a hierarchy, but I guess in some ways it is. Like there's an establishment of order. There's an establishment of authority. There's an establishment, yeah, we'll just say it that way. And so there's something on like your intercession and something in the land that is fits in some sort of that realm, and I don't know any more than that. That's just kind of what I'm seeing. And and I've never like necessarily been taught them. Anyway, I don't want to go further into like guessing. I'm not guessing, but like just going with my natural thought. So I'm just going to stop there. So Father, we thank you for Sylvia and her placement with you, God. We thank you, Lord, that that in her assignment, Lord, that she would shine bright, God, that she would lead the way, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, just for her role and for the things in the land, God, taking place. I don't know, maybe it's the shifting and putting things in order. I don't know. But thank you. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, praise God. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Feeling better.
Good.
This word that you gave me concerning torch carrier and forerunner, I think I brought to you last time and told you that the Lord said I had to go to divinity school. And he says that the reason why I had to go was because of my family. And so when you said a forerunner and torch carrier, the family he's talking in reference to is that I have a brother that he's bringing in as a preacher. I have two daughters that he's bringing in. One has the same anointing as mine, so he says that I'm paving the way for them. So he wants me, you know, to get in school. It's pretty much like I'm setting an example for them, for the ministry. And I started to get it started. So when you said torch carrier and forerunner, I was told that, you know, before, and it was in reference to me going to school, he says that I had to do it because at my age I would have never done it. And I'm in the orientation now, and I'm praying every day, you know, that everything works out, you know. And I was in a program, and I finally figured out. So I was like, oh, yeah, something's still working, you know, up there. So it's going pretty well. But when you said torch carrying forerunner, I felt like that's what he was talking in reference to.
Oh, so it's just like bearing witness to what he's already told you.
Yes.
Wow. So I didn't know all that about your family, like all the positioning on that for your family. And that makes sense now a little bit in the in my end, where it was something in the land, because in the positioning with authority. And so that's what your people are. They are taking ground in the land, you know, but they have a sense of authority and I forget the other word, like order in the, yeah. And that taking place. So, wow, that's good.
Yeah, so it's a brother, two daughters, and a nephew. And so he's telling me I have to do it for them. So I'm going to study very hard to get to where it is that he wants me to get to in order to set that example.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that. That actually encourages me. I mean, in the sense about the schooling and what the Lord spoke to you about being like just diligent to finish that, because I do have some similar things happening. So yeah, and I'm like in the middle of it, and I just feel like not necessarily. I'm rolling along, and I'm not dragging my feet, and I'm doing quality. I'm like I'm spending quality time on it and quality results, you know. But you're right; it does make a difference what we finish when we start something. So, and praise be to God for really keeping you on track and confirming his way to you, you know. So remember that, as my friend Yvonne would say, remember that and write that down, because there's going to be a time you're going to need it, you know, to remember how the Lord encouraged you to get, you know, and to get you on track and confirmed it, and was establishing
yes,
his word in your life.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a new life is opening up for me, because before, wow. You know, I wasn't working, and I feel like something new, you know, it's just with the schooling is just taking place, and I feel like from there, you know, everything will start to renew, you know, restoration would take place.
Yes, it sounds like a regeneration, kind of like when you're saying that.
Yeah.
A regeneration, yeah, I like it. Like a renewal, regeneration, probably the same word, but yes. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sylvia, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just the renewal and the regeneration of the Holy Spirit in her life that's bringing forth life, God. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for every door that you open. We thank you, God, that doors of grace that are open to her, Father God, and every class. Lord, we thank you, Lord, just for continuing to lead the way, Lord, and guide by your grace and your favor for Sylvia, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just even speaking to her and showing her that in advance, Lord, and even being a testimony, bringing the testimony forth here, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for her family, Lord, her brother and her two daughters and her nephew, Father. We thank you, Lord, for establishing them as well, God, in order in the land and authority in the land, Father God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Because, you know, when I had seen that part of the land type of thing, it was almost like a similar to like the Lion King, which is kind of like a family thing, you know. But
right.
It was more in the land, and it was like you were moving forth. And the land was really actually even responding to the moving forth. But I could tell there were others with you. I just couldn't see them, you know, and they had authority and there was order there. But it was,
yes.
The land was responding. Yeah. So very cool.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, praise God. May the completion of the Holy Spirit be upon you. So.
Amen.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, it is. So they sort of like pushing me, and they're like, well, can we help you figure out the computer and all this stuff? And I have a degree, but at this age, I never thought I would be going back to school again. So some things
mm-hmm.
are, you know, a little new. So they're helping me. So I said, well, you better help, because it's for you. So so it's getting done.
Good. And you know what? That's wonderful that you have so much support in any area that you feel like you would need it. You could just go ahead and ask them, and they're supporting you. That's wonderful. That's really wonderful.
Yeah,
and
they
prayer,
are.
I want to tell you, prayer does make a difference, because when I started, I would just sit down before I started, and I would thank the Lord for the opportunity and the ability to learn. And, you know, before I even started, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and the ability to learn. And, you know, may I retrieve what I need to retrieve. Help me to, you know, study. Highlight to me even things that I might need for the quiz, that I take the proper notes, you know, for the quiz,
yeah.
You know, for anything, for recall. I mean, I would ask them in advance, you know, to
yes.
And pray over some of that stuff. And then this week I actually had to, and this is unusual for me because it normally doesn't happen for this. Like if I have to write anything, whether it's like a paper and take a quiz
mm-hmm.
on the same thing, is those are usually
uh-huh.
done on two different days. But since somebody invited me to do an outing with her, I had to finish my schoolwork early this week so that I could be available for
uh-huh.
that. And we were praying. I said, just please pray the grace of God would be. And on Monday, I ended up, I felt this rolling. I just want to say this because this might help somebody else too. Because I felt this like prompting, this rolling around in my mind of what I wanted to write. And I said, oh, I better
uh-huh.
start going with the flow. So I just thought I was going to get a couple paragraphs and ideas down on paper. I was like, I better just capture this. Well, it ended up being that I wrote the whole paper Okay, and then I edit it and I sent it in, and then I know I don't like to wait to take the quiz. Anyway, so later that afternoon I took the quiz, and that's the first time ever that I finished both of those tasks on the same day. And and I do attribute it to asking for prayer. I really do.
Amen. Yes, that's what I've been doing, because I'm doing, I'm doing the same, because I'm doing orientation, but the orientation is like a whole class, and I'm like, my God, when am I going to finish? But I'm praying, and at first I couldn't figure it out. It was like a back and forth and a roundabout, and then I started connecting, and I was like, thank you, Jesus. So now I'm on a roll, and I should finish it, And thank you for praying.
Yes, well, absolutely, and we rejoice with you,
Yes, and I pray for you for your classes.
thank you. I appreciate that, Sylvia.
Okay.
Okay, you take care. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Okay, everyone. Hold on 1 second. I almost misplaced a caller. Okay, 828-989. Good evening. Is this Jennifer from North Carolina?
Hi, Deborah. It is.
Good. Okay, let me pray for you. Thank you for joining us. For a second there, you sounded like somebody. Your voice was a little bit different. It sounded like somebody I knew. It threw me off for a second. That's why I paused. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Father God, we just lift her up to your throne, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord. Okay, yeah. So I don't know if there's something there, because sometimes the Lord does that when I'm about to pray and prophesy over someone. There's some similarities in the person, like in whether it's like qualities or calling. So thank you for that. Yeah, there must be something, because my mind is just rolling. So Father, we thank you. Again, let me just bring Jennifer to your altar, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord. So I see that, Lord, too, like uniquely setting some things up for you. And I don't know if he's got, the other part is I don't know, which I was talking about earlier, if he has you to be, or maybe you already do, I don't know, like where you are, like you guide people. And you exhort them or teach them in some way, somehow there, like manage them, if you will, but not, you know, in a weird way, but you know what I'm saying? Like cultivate and encourage and exhort and lead them in some way. But I'm seeing a unique, like something uniquely designed for you that's being established for you. And I don't know what the outcome of, like, what is that for, but it's like this unique design that, and I can't even really put it into words, that is being formed and created for you. And it definitely has like your name on it. It's definitely for you. So, Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Lord, I just want to bring forth what I see, Lord, and what you say, Lord. So we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Okay, so I'm going to have to get my little book here. I just see like a flock of birds on the distance. So hold on, I'm going to see. I don't remember if, Jesus, thank you for, okay, so thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'm just, okay. Okay. Oh, did I give this to you before? Was this, or I don't know, it's highlighted, so I must have used it for somebody before. Maybe it just says, birds flying represent the fruits of the spirit, joy, peace, love, harmony, unity, balance, will bring a bright outlook on life. Receive the message of new liberty or spiritual freedom. So there you go.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's interesting to me in a fascinating way how all three of those pictures are very different, you know, like because I was viewing them, but how they could go together in telling the story prophetically on the outcome part of, you know, him building something unique for you and it being, you know, something with new liberty and spiritual freedom, right? That's going to bear the fruits of the spirit. And then somehow like exhorting and equipping others in the same fashion, you know, or in the process of it, equipping and kind of, yeah, you know, managing or equipping or whatever that is. It's a leading somehow, you know. Yeah.
That's very encouraging. I've been praying a lot about direction, so it's really encouraging to me. And he does use words with me a lot, so that really spoke to me on a personal level. Very much.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Well, praise God. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything, is there anything you would like us to pray for you about?
It's my son's salvation.
Your son? What is his name?
Yeah, that he was just Colin.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were going to say.
I'm sorry, Colin.
Oh, no, yeah, but I said I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I thought you were maybe going to say, I know you said salvation, and then you were in the middle of a sentence, and I asked you his name, so I wasn't sure if you were going to say something else.
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay, we'll pray for Colin. Let's pray for him. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Colin. Father, God, we just lift him up to you. God, we ask that you bless his ears and bless his eyes, God, that he might hear and understand you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he would turn from the things of this world, Lord, that they would no longer be satisfying to him, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God, and just come into agreement with the prayers that Jennifer has prayed for him, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for opening the doors of his heart, Lord. We thank you for sending your angels to minister, to be ministers of life and light unto him, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, as you open his eyes, God, that you would open his understanding, Lord, that you would give him a heart of flesh, Lord, and remove any stony places from his heart, Father God. We thank you, Lord, as your word says in Acts 26, that you would send those to him, God, to open his eyes, that he might turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, Lord, and that he might receive forgiveness of his sins and be placed among those who are sanctified in faith with you, God. So we thank you, Lord, that you would reserve a place for him at your banqueting table, Father God, and that he would receive Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, God. Help his heart, Lord, to receive and to be pliable and to be yielding, God. Prepare him, Father, for such a time as this, Lord, for his salvation, God. So we thank you, Lord, for speaking to him, Lord, and leading him, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that he would even be like his own thinker, God, his own excavator, God, things in his thoughts, that he would look them up himself, God, and just not rely on what he's seeing and hearing in the surface, Lord, but he would dig deeper, Lord. And as he's searching, Father God, I pray, Lord, that he would find you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Wow, thank you. Yeah, he is a searcher, and unfortunately, he's getting a hold of the wrong books and everything. Just kind of lost, but he's definitely searching, so I just come into agreement that he's going to find the Lord. Find
Amen.
That he is the truth and the way. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
God bless you too. Thanks, Deborah.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is 682-3738. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is LaShawn from Texas. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
LaShawn, thank you. I know I got a little dyslexic with your number there. Okay. I was like, wait, I'm coming out one way, but I'm seeing it a different way. So, Father, we thank you for LaShawn. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord, even for the state of Texas, Lord. We thank you for blessing Texas and its providence and its provision. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for LaShawn, Lord, and even the area that she's in and in your county. In Jesus' name, which I have no idea, and you don't have to share that. I mean, don't share that. You don't have to share that. But there's something, I think, even praying for your county, interceding for your county, some sort of connection with you within mm-hmm. your county. So we thank you for mm-hmm. that, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for LaShawn, Father God, at your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. I see even like a growing sense of discernment coming upon you, God, and, you know, where it says discern the word rightfully, you know, and but even not just the word, although there is the word, and you're going to find nuggets when you discern the word rightfully, and but you're also even just discerning the area, discerning spiritual realms, you know. And just you doing that, you know, and taking the time to discern and carefully discerning. You're not just quickly doing a pat judgment, you know, and it's not just a pat judgment, you know, where somebody, I was talking to someone the other day and they were saying something about like, did I believe in deliverance or something? And I don't even know what I said, or I was casual about it. And then the person was like, oh, see, yeah, you don't believe, you don't. And it was really a pat judgment because I was thinking, oh, my God, if you knew me, like, I believe all of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've prayed for, I mean, you know, like this is like, you don't even know what you're talking about. You know, inside, I'm like, you don't even know what you're talking about. So it's not that. It's not a pat judgment. It is like you are carefully discerning, carefully looking, and you're beginning to actually even establish what is false and what is not. And it does have to do definitely mm-hmm. with the spiritual realm. And then also like the word of God, discerning the word of God, right? Because when we do that, like the revelation and the truth and the word of God and who Jesus is and how that's established, man, it is, it can truly be anointed. Just like where it says the spirit of, the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy, because when we're rightfully discerning and talking about him, man, it can be, honestly, it can be so anointed. And that's just mm-hmm. rightfully discerning the word of God and speaking upon it, you know, and sharing it. So Father, I thank you for that, but I just keep seeing you. It's almost like I just keep seeing you search, like discerning, carefully observing, carefully mm-hmm. learning to discern And it will be rightfully so, that you will discern rightfully so. So we thank you, God, for the fruitfulness of that, God. We thank you for every nugget and precious gem, God, that she finds as she discerns, Father, and takes her time, God. We ask the Spirit of the Lord be with her, God, a spirit of counsel, God, a spirit of wisdom, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, even your word says, come and reason with me, God, just that your spirit would be with her as she's discerning, God, and even pursuing you as she's discerning, God, and asking you in the spirit, these spiritual realms, God. So we thank you. And I see you actually being very focused in it as well, like you're very focused on, to accomplish what needs to take place. So we thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. You get the glory. I tell you, God spoke to you because the spirit of discernment, I'm very careful. I try to be very careful discerning things. I'm telling you, I'll be like, Lord, is this you? What's that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What spirit they operate? I'm telling you, I am, and the stuff that he just blow your mind. Even when you teach him how the Holy Spirit flows through you with his word, even being careful with the word, the truth. So yeah, you. I mean, he did reveal that to you. Wow.
Amen. Wow. Hey, it just dawned on me. Are you LaShawn from Friday Nights?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. It just now dawned on me. Thank you. You know what's so funny is I almost called in. I was like, you know, I've never called in on a Friday night. I need to do that sometime. So that's so funny that you called. Because I just thought that, like, within the last couple of weeks. And then here you are.
Wow.
So that was so funny. That is so funny.
Wow. I see you.
You must have heard that in the spirit. So God bless you. How is it going on Friday evenings?
I know. It's going. You know, I felt like God had led me to teach about the word. We're in the book of John, and he's like,
Okay. Teach
this series. And break bread with my people. He gave me that like last year, and I was like, well, how do you want me to break bread with your people? I remember when Jim and Lyndon was on Monday, gave me a word. The Holy Spirit spoke through him and said, go read the book of John. There's going to be something in there for you. And, you know, I read John because I love the book of John because it revealed to us who Jesus really was,
yeah.
Who he is,
yeah.
The love of
good.
Christ. And so I went back and read it, and I said, well, Lord, what you want me to see? And one day it just came, break bread with my people. And I was like, break bread with your people? Well, how do you want me to break bread with your people? He revealed it to me. He revealed, you know, I went out and bought like over 300 Bibles, and
wow.
I began to pass Bibles. Yeah, I passed the Bibles out to children. I mean, we was mailing Bibles to Georgia and all. I mean, women prison, men prison, Iowa. And God blessed me with the finance to do it. When we go feed the homeless, I was just so amazed when I was passing out the book that he's saying, this is the bread of life. This is my true bread. Feed my people.
Wow,
feed my
good.
Sheep. And so when I would go out to feed the homeless, and I was like, you want a Bible? They were like, yeah. And I would have different Bibles. And it amazed me because one guy said, can I get the King James Bible? And the kids, when I passed it out to the kids, they were like, oh, my God, I got a Bible. I've been wanting a Bible. And it just, you know, that's why it's so important to walk in obedience. And he just was telling me, break bread with my people. Tell them the truth. You know, speak the truth. Go back. It has to go back. They got to know the prophecy is the word of God. And who is the word? He's the word. He's the word that came
so
down him himself. He came down himself in flesh. And they knew him even throughout the book. They saying he knew him not. He even got on Nicodemus. How can you not know who I am? I'm telling you who I am. I came. I'm not of this world. And he was like, you the greatest teacher. You the greatest priest. And you didn't know about me. They prophesied this. It's in the word. So I tell you, it's just been mind blowing. Just how he down low. If you want the truth, because he was saying, if anybody thirsty, let them come and drink from this cup. You'll never thirst again. If you thirst for righteousness, you thirst for truth, he's going to give it to you. If you thirst for wisdom, he's going to give it to you. He's going to give it to you.
Good. Yeah.
So I tell you, he's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's just good.
That's fair. Thank you for sharing that. God bless you. And thank you for joining us. And it's a privilege to pray with you.
Yes, and I was hearing while you was praying for everybody else, I heard the woman with a pure heart. So that's the word I heard for you, the woman with a pure heart.
Thank you.
Well, okay. So God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
I pray
for everybody.
I pray for everybody, all the hosts. So keep being your prayer and keep doing
likewise.
The work for the kingdom of God.
Okay, thank you. You do the same. Okay, God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, that was just that she swing by on a Tuesday night. Okay, thank you, LaShawn. Okay, caller 240-482. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah. This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie. Sorry, I gotta turn that background noise down. Use a different headset, and this one picks up on a lot of noise. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Valerie, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We just lift her up to your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just for your preciousness. You know, I see a bride, and, you know, like you are adorned as a bride. And, you know, and I don't know if that's the Lord's way of saying that you are prepared, that you are preparing well and you're prepared. And so I thank you, Father God, Lord, just for the preparation that she does, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for, and even, you know, the... So just adoring ourselves as a bride, and I know this side of heaven on earth, sometimes it can be, it's not a vanity thing, even though in this world we have to separate ourselves from, you know, that she said yes to the dress and all the different things about marriage and people's, you know, Instagram, all of that, you know. So it's not about the vanity or just, it's really an inward working of adorning yourself before the Lord. And preparation, you know, and so Father, we thank you for that, right? Because he's saying he wants a bride without spot and wrinkle, but then he tells us how, you know, to rid ourselves of those spot. And even being, you know, and James talking about true religion is not being polluted by this world, right? So even our minds cannot, right? They have to be veiled with the veil of Christ, you know, and to see correctly. So, Father, I thank you for that, God. Just every article, you know, I think if I had more time, I would go through and try to look up in scripture for you. You know, I just want to encourage you, like, even what the representation of the articles of the bride and how she adorns herself for Christ and what those mean and how Christ is declaring why that's an adornment to him. Do you see what I'm saying? And so I think if I were you, I would go, like if I received that word too, you know, I would probably go and look those things up to kind of grasp and take that in even more what the Lord is saying, because it's very good when the Lord speaks in his word, or even, you know, like LaShawn bringing forth that word, the bread of life and his word. And then as she proceeds to explain it even further, when we understand that and you understand your word even more, then we actually carry that truth and then we begin to live that out. So it's such transformational. So once we understand more, we literally live out of that more as well. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you're the first one I've never seen anyone as a bride.
That's interesting.
So that's
I definitely. Yeah, that's very interesting. Do you know offhand, Deborah, are there certain, I mean, I know that there are, obviously there are scriptures about the bride, but were there any that you were thinking of in particular?
I think the word adorned is actually real. I think it is something about adorned as a bride. And then I think like he talks about the veil. You might, even if you find like maybe an article and I would just use somebody that you trust, like just a name that you trust, you know, that maybe is describing it, like the veil and the representation of the veil, the representation of, and I think there might be something with the pearl. I want to say that there is with pearls. So might be Revelation. Let me see. So I'm sorry. I don't know. I haven't.
Okay. Well, no, that's helpful.
Yeah. Let me
you're saying just all the aspects of a bride adorning herself.
It's not going to come up for me, obviously. Yes, and what is mentioned in scripture about the bride of Christ. So let's say you like John Piper or something like that, you know, or Tim Keller. I mean, those are people, okay, whoever, but you like to read their stuff and see if they have a blog on the representation of the bride being adorned before the Lord. Like, what do those articles mean? What do those pieces mean? Mm-hmm. But literally, I would go with the word first and see, you know, where he talks about not with without spot or wrinkle, and then compare that to, well, what made the spots? What made the wrinkle? Like, are they? Is he saying the opposite of? Do you see what I'm saying? So then you could know. Oh yeah, I have taken care of those things in my life. Just so you have the full understanding is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, but definitely the veil, and the veil and the pearl, and then I just was remembering in the Word of God him saying, "You know what, my bride, adorn, you know, and without spot or wrinkle." So I would definitely look up verses, in there. And the Lord, well, we can pray. Do you have any other, do you have prayer requests? Because we'll pray the Lord will lead you in the
I do.
Continued understanding. Yeah, go ahead and share those.
So I am in I'm feeling a lot of anxiety. I've got to make a decision about where my kids are going to spend the school year this coming year. And they've been with me full time for the last year and a half. And, you know, their dad wants them to come stay with him, but, you know, I'm not, we have some real differences on COVID and, you know, we just haven't been able to co-parent. And so, you know, I don't feel comfortable with the kids being there full time. But, you know, I really am just kind of in a quandary. I just don't know which way to go. So and I've got to make the decision like in the next, you know, 24 hours, unfortunately, because they, just school related decisions that have to be made. And so, you know, I just really want to be at a place of peace and just, so that I can hear from the Lord.
Okay.
And just direction,
okay.
You know, like what to do.
Okay. Okay, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Valerie, Lord. We just lift this up, God. We know, Lord, not only do you hear our prayers, but you hear our conversations, Father God. So we lift up this situation to you, Lord, in regards to Valerie's children, God, in the school year, Lord, in the situation, the circumstances, and everything that's involved in it, God, and even the outcome, the final outcome for her children as well, Father, and they just them flourishing in the school system that they're to be in, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that your word does declare to us, God, that you lead us in peace, Father God. So we ask for this direction, Lord, and we ask for peace, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, and help Valerie, God, the places where she is has unrest, to really ask herself, why am I feeling unrest about this? What is it I'm feeling unrest about? Even if you need to write it out. And so, Lord, that she can really pull those things apart, God, so that she can get and to hear, Lord, your spirit of truth unto her, Father God. And just we thank you, Lord, just for her humble heart to seek you and to ask of you, God. And we just pray your hand of blessing to be upon her children, God, in their school year, wherever they are, Lord, that you would watch their going out and their coming in, and your hand of blessing would be upon them, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, that you would lead them in peace as well, Father God. And it's just establishing establishing your ways and taking root in their lives as well, in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, as Valerie searches even these elements, Lord, of a bride, Lord, and I don't know the interpretation, Father. I just know what I've seen. It was a bride before you at your altar, God. Father, that you would lead her into a place, Lord, that would minister to her, Father God, that she wouldn't feel like she has to do work or tear something apart, God. But by your grace, Lord, you would lead her piece by piece and just giving her the assurance of your ways, Lord, and the assurance of what you see in her as her bride, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. You know, that. Thank you. Thank you, Deborah. The word about the bride really, I really believe that's the Lord. You know, just kind of personally feeling like the Lord is calling me, and you know, just to a deeper place, and so you know, I just want to be responsive to that.
Yeah, I get it, and that probably is what it is. If that's where it's bearing witness, so that's very cool. So praise God, that's exciting.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your prayers.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So caller 334-590. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jayla.
Hi, Jayla. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Okay, let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jayla, Father God, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for where you have her, God. We thank you, Lord, Lord, that you, where she stands before you, Lord, she is just in the circumference of your view, Father God, in Jesus' name. And you know that expression, it goes like, I don't know what it refers to. I don't know if it's just athletic thing. I don't know. But it says, like, you go from zero to hero.
And so I see the Lord saying, I see, like, I heard that expression, but I heard the Lord saying, like, he's just going to turn things around. Like, you might see it one way, and you don't see anything in it, or, like, whatever, like, do you know what I mean? And then the Lord just completely flip it to your advantage and to your favor, you know, kind of like the turning of the tide, or just completely flipping it, you know, and seeing the other side of it, or, you know. And so we thank you, Lord. For doing that, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for a triumphant outcome, Lord, in the areas, Father God, that feel like nothing, that feel like zero, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, where she's truly, though, standing in your view and in your circumference, Father God. We thank you for doing your work and having your will and your way in her life, you know. And I was talking to John the other day. We are just traveling through here, and, you know, what we do here really makes a difference. And so even our, and I'm only saying this part because this reminded me of something that I prayed for you, I think, last week, but so I'm done with my thing here, but the visual at the altar prayer that I just prayed, prophetic prayer for you, ministry. So we are here, and even our families, you know, are very much like Joseph, you know, how, so really God's establishing his ways within us, even in and through our families. So it's not so much like we are related and they are family, yes, but at the same time, the Lord uses us to minister to our families and to be a witness to our families and to get them to come to the kingdom of God, you know, and to, you know, in some places, I mean, with some families, the sacrifice is greater example, mm-hmm. you know, and a greater depth, you know, of just being Christ, even, you know. Yeah, there's just so many. I can even think of people who are like physically not able to do anything, but then their families come through for, anyway, there's just so many examples of, you see the grace of God and the love of God in a family that, and sometimes it's only demonstrated through their act or through their service or through their task, and not even so much of, you know, what they say, even though that is a part of it, but truly the shaping of who Christ is in us, he's designed where we're supposed to be, where and when and with who, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Jayla, God, again, Lord, just for turning things around in her favor. We, Lord, I know your word says that thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, just for triumphantly reaching your hand out to her, Father God, and pulling her up, God, and pulling her higher, God, and Lord, just turning that thing around, God, so that she comes out on top, if you will, Lord, or triumphantly because of your work and your hand, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I wanted to come on and give you a testimony because last week you prayed over the whole situation, like with my grandmother and how she was like, saying all those things about me. She basically, like, the very next day, she reached out to me and apologized for lying on me and telling, like, all people, like, all these different things. So she did.
Wow. Praise. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I was really surprised that she was going to take accountability for the things that she did, because she was going very hard with what she was saying and actually, like, believing it, you know. So that got the very next day for her to text me and apologize.
So, thank you so much for sharing that, because I do appreciate that, especially when I pray or intercede for. I do like to hear feedback there. So thank you so much for that turnaround. So maybe that was part of the zero to hero thing, like just completely turning it around.
Mhm. Mhm. Praise God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I do have a prayer request, if you don't mind, as well.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Do you mind praying for my friend Christian?
Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a guy, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Christian. Lord, we just lift him up to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Is he a Christian? Is he a believer?
He is a believer, but I don't know to the extent that he...
Like how much he's walking with the Lord?
Right, right.
Okay, so
like
Father,
like
we thank
battle.
You. Okay, so Father, we feel, so it's to kind of seeing like the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So he's not last, but I see the Lord, that even there, that the last shall be first. So I see him taking some things in his life and moving them to the forefront, and maybe those are things with Christ, in his life with Christ. So we thank you, Father God. Just thank you, Lord, for doing that. And I pray that he, the things of this world, like even money or the everything that the world says money can do and bring and establish, physically, emotionally, mentally, that he doesn't have a tie to that, that he doesn't have that as an idol. In Jesus' name, that he really learns to sort that out with the Word of God. And so, yeah, Lord, I thank you for protecting him, that does not become an idol for him. The things in this land, the establishment of the things of this land, and especially with money, coins, money. So we thank you, Father God, for just bringing him forth, Lord, that he just bringing him forth, Father God, and taking those things, Lord, that seem last, but bringing it forth to the forefront and making it first in his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing that testimony. God bless you, and praise God for that. Praise God.
Right. Amen. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you, too. Bye. That's cool. Okay, we have caller 251-342. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Deborah. This is Latrice from Alabama.
Hi, Latrice.
Hi.
Pray for you, Father. Hi. Father, we thank you for Latrice, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, just for establishing. So I'm seeing the Lord establish his faith in you. And, you could just be going about your day and you hear something or you see something. And it's kind of like you become, like Superman. It's like this, that you hear something in your ear, and it just sets your faith off, but in a good way, where you want to, it's activating your faith, right? So the word says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, but faith indeed, Lord. So when your faith is sparked, when you hear something in a good way, it causes you to respond in a good way too, with deeds, So we don't want to be, we don't want to be like Peter, but maybe in some ways, if that's who you are, you need to be who you are before the Lord, and he trains us and he hones us in, but Peter had great faith, when the others didn't, and walked in places and asked to go in places that others wouldn't even think. I don't know that I would think to ask to walk on the water. I don't even know that I would think to ask that, to be honest. So Peter did have a really great boldness and a really great, I think, personality. but well, some things needed to be reined in. But I see that. I see your faith being activated very quickly by what you hear, which is cool because it says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But it doesn't necessarily have to be necessarily scripture, but the word of God. You're hearing what the word and what the spirit realm is saying, what the word of God is saying. It's activating your faith and you're responding with deeds, like, or a task, or like this unction to, I'm going to do something, you know, or I'm like, when I get home, I'm doing this, or I'm going to do this, you know. And so it's very activated. I like it. It's very activated. It's functioning, and it's like alive. It's alive. It's sparked and alive and ready to go. Like all circuits are go. So praise God for that.
Amen.
Oh my gosh, that's good. Okay, do you have any prayer requests? Because I see there's a couple more callers here, and I
do. I ask that you agree with me as touching for the persons that are on my prayer list. If you would, there are several of them,
okay.
So we'll just do it.
Okay. In that manner, that's fine. I'd be happy to pray with you. So, Father, we thank you for Latrice's prayer list. We lift it up to you for the glory of God, Lord. We ask that you touch that, Father God. We ask for everything that's listed on there, God, every request, Lord, that is made known to you, God, every humble plea, every thanksgiving, Father God. We just pray and lift that up to you, God, and ask that you move and respond on those behalf, Father God, and those in need, Lord. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for salvation, Father God. And we just pray that her prayer list, God, be fruitful and flourishing, Father God, and that would even be a light, Lord, as she lifts it up, God, that your light and your glory would be upon that, Father, in her asking and in your delivering, Father. We thank you for the exchange of that on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deb. Have a blessed night.
Thank you, sweetie. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we have 847-239. Good evening. May I ask who's calling and what is where are you calling from?
Stephanie from Illinois.
Oh, sorry. Stephanie, sorry. Okay. Thank you, Father God, for Stephanie, Lord. We just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, just for her focus in you, God. We thank you, Lord, how she hears you, Father God. And like even when you're in the world, if you will, I don't mean doing worldly things, but just going about your day and functioning, that you're really keen and able to hear the Lord. Like there's a sense of where you can really just like switch your focus. Like even if you're just walking, you know, in the midst of other people, you know, I can see like your spirit and your mental realm just switching over to the spiritual realm and actually being able to hear the Lord in the midst of being in the world, you know, and but of course, you know what I mean by that. And so that's a really good function, and it's a really good, because it takes a while for a lot of us to learn to walk between our spirit and our soul, and to switch between the two of them, and how to do that, and how to be sensitive to that, and how to do that where there's distraction. So like we can learn it in our prayer closet, but then we got to learn it outside of our prayer closet when we're out in the public and out in the world, right? And then when we learn it there, then we have to learn to do it when there's distractions and to stay focused when there's a lot of distractions, whether it's talking, whether you're hearing other people talk, or whether you're seeing other activities, you know, even people calling your name, and just to stay honed in. So there is different levels and different degrees to that. But so I see you being in places in public and being able to just shift and really hear the Lord in a very focused, and maybe even at times it's profound, the way that you hear him. And so like almost hearing intuitively which would be like his heartbeat or his steps, like knowing his next move and what he's going to do. His heartbeat would be like what's on his heart. What is he feeling? How is he moving in your heart? Those kinds of things. So that's what I'm saying. So thank you.
Thank you for praying.
You're welcome. Do you have any prayer requests?
I guess just to keep focused because I feel like I get like all my joy and like my sanity from just praying all the time. So I just I want to make sure that I stay like focused on God, because like the second I don't, I just like become sad and like mess up. So I just want to make sure I'm like staying focused. Yeah.
Okay. So So Lord, we just pray. I don't know if this is a word where the Lord is going to be able to begin to teach you to do these things, you know, in other places. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for just ministering to her spirit, Lord, and even showing her how to nurture her own spirit, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, just as David said, I forget how David said it. It just slipped my mind for a second. But he was talking about how he ministered to his own soul. So, Father, we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we just pray for the protection, Lord. We just pray against condemnation with Stephanie, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, and lift her up, God, to do your work, Father God, in all things, Lord. And we thank you for the bearing fruit of the Holy Spirit as she bears her time with you, God, that it would be lasting with her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for her focus, Father God, and for her process, her thought process in her focus as well, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for just giving her even, you know, a identifiable person in the Bible, God, that she can learn from and be lifted up from and glean from, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, 323-527. I have just a few minutes left and one more caller. So who am I speaking to? Thank you for joining us. And where are you calling from?
This is Frida calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Frida.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Frida, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for her and just lift her up to your altar, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm just going to mute your phone for a second because it is a little distracting. So, Father, we thank you for her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, how you lead her, Lord, how you guide her, Father God, how you speak to her, Father God, and you keep her on a level path, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy that follows her. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that as a sheep, Lord, you are a good shepherd. And even in Ezekiel, it talks about, it's Ezekiel 34 maybe or 37. It talks about the heart of the shepherd is for his sheep, you know, and he concerns himself with the things that are weak in the sheep. And first and foremost, we know this, that that's spiritual, right? Because he came for the spiritual realm, and he knows that we were all weak spiritually and poor in spirit and in need, right? But it is body, soul, and spirit, and every other need that we have, he sees that and knows that, and he comes alongside of us, and he makes provision for us. There's wisdom in his provision. So I see him guiding you with that. And so we thank you, Lord, for just guiding her steps, instructing her steps, leading her, keeping her with the sheep, God, that she keeping her with the sheep, like a shepherd would keep you with the sheep. So we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name, for just keeping you. And actually, as I say that word, keeping you, I thought of the verse, Psalm 121, verses 5 through, I think, 11. Let me see if that's accurate. Just because I said it, now that I've said it, I have to follow through with this. Okay. Okay, Psalm 121. Five through eight. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil, and he shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and evermore. Amen. Thank you, Frida. God bless you. I know I got your mic closed, but thank you for joining us, and God bless you. Okay, our next caller is 608-960. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Shannon, Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Shannon, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we just lift him up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for making a way for him, Father, in Jesus' name. And, you know, with the Lord sometimes, and some things, you know, with the Lord, there is one way, right? Like there's where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So in some ways, in some of his ways, they're absolute ways, you know, where they're explicit. Sometimes he's explicit with his ways in Scripture, and other times it's implicit, you know, like we can apply what he meant by those things. And so I see the Lord even helping you to find the way. I don't even know. I'm not even sure how that is. But so we thank you for that in Jesus' name. So I see even like pointing the way for you, like giving you signs. I'm literally seeing a sign that says, you know, like this way or whatever, the way. Or one way or whatever that is with the arrow. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving signs to Shannon, for showing him the way to go, Father God. We thank you, Father God, just for establishing, and even his word, like, yes, he leads us in peace, but there is a scripture, and I think Isaiah that talks about he leads us forth with joy and leads us out with peace, you know. And so both of those things, may you have one on each of your foot, you know, as he leads you. And I'm thinking of even other verses that have the number one in it, you know. And what time is it? Okay, let me see if I can do this really fast. Okay. So I'm thinking of Psalm 1, and I thought that I read, I had no idea it said this in Psalm 1. I was just thinking, honestly, I had no idea. The heading on this says, the way of the righteous. Okay, so, all right, that's Psalm 1. And then Ephesians 1. Let me see Ephesians 1:11. In him we also obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to his counsel and his will. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. So yeah, so Ephesians 1:11, Psalm 1, and Was that it, Lord? That's all I'm remembering right now, and that's probably all I have time for. So praise God, whatever that is.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Take care. Okay, thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. Shalom.